to order. And see, there's nothing on consent, so we'll move right into the discussion items. Our PSC staff picnic is September
3rd.
Soon?
Yeah.
4th. And kind of, it was such a success last year. The reviews just seemed fantastic. And we had to move because the location that we've used in the past was taken. I think whoever from staff found a spot that's probably going to be as good or better. So thanks for that. But basically, because everything seemed so popular last year, we've just kind of proceeded in going in the same direction with things up till now. I know some things come up at the very end. And so if there's not objection, because I'm going to be kind of overwhelmed with some other things that I have on my calendar here the next week or two.
I'm happy to help if you need help with that.
If Jill, you haven't organized one of our staff events before, would you kind of sure. just lead it through to the end?
Yeah, I'm happy to.
Everybody okay with that? And anything else that we need to discuss in advance of that?
I don't think so. That's one of the benefits of being a coach's wife is you learn how to throw a team dinner. So I can put those skills to work, too.
We'll try and bring the same energy level as dozens of high schoolers.
Or the appetite.
And appetites. Yeah. Well, and to your point, Randy, I think we've actually – I know that finding a new facility this year was took a little bit of extra work on staff side, and I really appreciate that. But to me, it's a good thing because I think we've sort of outgrown the space we're in because we have so much staff who attends and brings their family, and so that's a good thing.
Growing families.
Okay, so then the Bowman Windblade signing ceremony, Sherry?
Well,
that's just the scheduling thing, I presume?
Yeah, just awareness. If we're going, we should notify maybe Steve. So if more than one of us attend, it's noticed. And just so those listening, we received from Bowman Wynn a blade signing ceremony and celebration that will take place on Thursday, September 11th at the Bowman County Fairgrounds. So, just.
I won't be there.
I won't be either.
You won't be?
So. When they come in, it seems like they get kind of, at the last minute, we're like, who's going? So I just wanted to bring this up.
Yep.
So
good. Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like if you do, you'll probably be the only one, and we don't need to go through the trouble. Anything else on that?
No.
Okay. And then the North Dakota Public Service Commission comments on the Army Corps of Engineers Dakota Access Pipeline Environmental Impact Statement.
Nicely done. A plus.
and VA, Victor's acronyms.
So I'd sent out to the three of you yesterday two different documents. One is comments from the NDPSC relative to the what would be the final environmental impact statement from the Army Corps of Engineers on the DAPL Lake Oahe crossing. That was the first document. The second document was a declaration of Jill Kringstead. The comments are largely the same as the comments that we submitted to the draft environmental impact statement that was done in late 2023. I've reviewed the new final report. It has some changes, but relative to what our comments were last time, there's nothing substantively different to them. So it seemed most appropriate to use the comments that we did the last time. Clearly, Jill did not submit the declaration last time. The reasoning for putting Jill's name on this is Julie did the original declaration. Obviously, she's no longer at the commission. The attorney on that North Dakota comments felt it was most appropriate for a sitting commissioner to do it. Randy had to recuse himself from that proceeding, so it didn't seem appropriate for the chair to do it. And the citing is within Jill's portfolio, which is why I put her name on the declaration. So I do have a pretty simple motion prepared if you all are in favor of adopting these comments. And what I would be doing with them is submitting them to the governor's office, to their attorney who's coordinating all of the state agency comments. There's other Department of Environmental Quality, Department of Environmental Quality and Game and Fish have a more significant role in this.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
When you say the new final report, what was new in that report that wasn't in the last? And I know we're not commenting on that because it's out, but can you just clarify for me what the new...
So there was a document as part of the review that I did, a document that highlighted the changes. It was about 450 pages long. So
you could summarize.
I would just say it is clarifying a lot of the points that were made in the original impact statement, you know, maybe cleaning up some language,
okay.
Putting finer points on some of the concerns raised for the various different options. If you recall, some of the different options were to not grant the easement,
yep.
Abandon the pipeline in place, mm-hmm. Dig the pipeline out of the bottom of the lake, which was the craziest one, in my opinion. Just the environmental impact to doing something like that is unfathomable. Granting the easement as is and granting the easement with the conditions, it appears that they're leaning toward granting the easement with some additional conditions. In my review of those, none of those get into our direct authority, that it doesn't change anything that we've granted in our permit, but it puts some additional conditions on the company. The other state agencies are going to have a bigger role to play in whether they think those are appropriate or not.
Okay. And is this the final with once this is all submitted, a decision is it anticipated or?
That's what we're anticating. Okay. I mean, the win is always the big question mark with the federal okay. government, but. So I'll pass out this motion. It's pretty simple.
Does it have any acronyms in it?
Of course.
I was comfortable with the comments.
And just to be clear, there are a couple of minor just clerical edits that have been made since the last version I sent to you.
Sure.
There was just some cleanup stuff. There was nothing substantive. It was just some literally clerical edits.
Okay. I can make a motion if everybody's ready.
Yep.
Okay. I move the commission approve the NDPSC comments on the July 2025 proposed DAPL final environmental impact statement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you.
I close my list here. I think that is it. Is there anything else to add for discussion or any scheduling things that have come up? Okay, with that, we're adjourned.